Blog Talk Radio. God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see.
God bless you all. My God, God will provide. I just thank God for each and every one of you, and it is a blessing. Amen. And we just give God all the praise, and we magnify his holy name because it is worthy to be praised. And I know many of you is very excited, and you're very ready to engage into the things of God and you're ready to go. Amen. I know we're just having technical difficulties with Pastor Smith. God bless you, Pastor Smith. Amen. Amen. Still having a little technical difficulties with him and his line. Amen. Saints of God, we're just excited about what God is doing and how he's doing it and making our way. And I'm telling you right now that you, my God, in you, you should get geared up and be ready to engage into the things of God and what God has for you and you. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, all over the world, my God, it is a blessing. And we just thank God for our families and friends, especially into our international, my God, waters. And we thank God for them as well. It's always a blessing, my God, to hear from my brothers and sisters and see that they keep striving, keep pressing, especially in our international home and our international water. It is a blessing. But one thing I do know, that God is working everything out. And I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, if you ain't begin to get yourself geared up, don't miss out
what God is doing. So many people miss out. Because they want to have their own interpretation, their own philosophy, their own different things.
But I don't want you to miss out.
Amen.
Because God is working everything out. Nobody can stop your blessings but you. Nobody can stop receiving what God has for you but you. And I don't want you to stop your blessing. I don't want you to stop receiving, my God, what God has for you. You're the only one to do that. Amen. Many people put the blame on everything else, but at the end of the day, it's not everything else. It's you. Amen. It's you, not even the devil himself, could stop what God is planning to pour out in your life. The Bible says, whom I bless, no man cannot curse, and no man cannot do anything with. No man, nothing, no spiritual being. Amen. So we want to change our context. We want to change our philosophy, how we approach different things, especially in 2019. And we want to go ahead and just take this out of our grandma, amen, how the devil got this and got that. He don't have anything. You don't have anything unless you give it to him. Y'all better hear me. You don't have anything unless you don't want to give it to him. The Bible says, I give you power. So, in other words, you don't want to have that power. I'm my God Almighty. Do y'all let my God, my international listener family, do you know that you don't want to have that power? Norway, God bless you. Amen. United Kingdom, God bless you. Australia, God bless you. Germany, God bless you. France, God bless you. It's always a pleasure. And right there in Africa, our brothers and sisters in South Africa, God bless you. And our new listener, my God, in Africa, Kenya, we thank God for you as well. It's always a blessing, and we thank God for you tuning in with us in the international water. Friends, we thank God for you as well. It's a blessing, amen. And here in the United States of America, we thank God for our families and friends. We thank God for each and every one of you, my God, that you are worshiping, you're pleading God with us, and you're ready to cross on over with us, amen. And 2019, you keep pressing, my God. California, Nevada, Denver, we thank God for you. Missouri, Massachusetts, it's always a pleasure, my God, to come in the house of God with you. Amen. So it's always a pleasure to walk with you and come in with you. And I'm telling you right now, I am excited about what God is doing. And I know that many of you, you all are excited as well. So thank God for you all, my God, for tuning in. Kentucky, we thank God for you. South North Carolina, Virginia, it's always a blessing. My God Almighty, New York, Pennsylvania, it's always a blessing. And we just thank God for what he is doing, saints of God, and it's amazing what he is doing. But you're going to have to make sure you in the proper, doing the proper procedures or the proper things for you to begin to receive everything from God. Amen. You got to make sure you do that. So many people, my God, they do not receive. They get frustrated. They blame on the God. They blame other things, and they blame you. The only one could prevent anything not happening in your life is nobody but you. I want you to remember that. Let that stick in your spirit. Amen. Amen. We want to get this morning going, my God Almighty. But before we go and get it going, we always have this dynamic prayer with our very own Mother Jackson. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Apostle, this morning. First of all, I'd like to give honor to Jesus Christ, who's truly the head of my life. I would like to give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, and to Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Lack Smith, and to you, Apostle, and to Lakeisha. Lakeisha Spencer. And I would like to give the honor to everyone at ADM and to the mothers and each and every one of you that's tuned in this morning. First of all, Father God, we just come to the throne of thanksgiving once more, God. We thank you, God, for just touching us this morning, God. Breathing your life within us once more in the name of Jesus, God. That's enough for everyone to just to say thank you, God. We thank you how you kept us shield and protected us all last night. Then no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us, God. We just thank you, Lord. Lord, this morning, God, we ask that you just create in us a clean heart and continually to strengthen us in a mighty way, God. Be that mind regulator for us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just cry out to you this morning because we realize, God, we need you more and more, God. Draw us more near and near to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Give us the mind of Jesus Christ this morning, God, a heart of Jesus Christ that we can love true in the name of Jesus, God. Let us lift our loved ones up to you once more in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you draw them near to you, God. Save, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, how you have your angels fast around us all day long, keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger. God, we thank you this morning for traveling mercy, God. Those going to and for the work each and every day, God, we thank you this morning, God. Even give them traveling mercy to wonders in the plains this morning, God. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every man of God once more in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to let them stay up on the wall and don't let them come down in the name of Jesus, God. Let them cry out like never before. Cry out your truth in these last and evil days, God, that your people will realize how you are real in the name of Jesus and your truth stands forever in the mighty name of Jesus, God. This morning, God, we say, have your way, God. Whatever you want to do, God, I love you. Say, God, have your way in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We lift up our youth once more, God, in the name of Jesus, constantly. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus. Shield them and protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up every mother that it is, natural mother this morning, God. We lift them up to you in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you let them stand like never before, God. Let them realize, God, the only way that they can stand is in you, God. If they call on the name of Jesus, God, we realize that is power in the name of Jesus, God. It's nothing that Rebosha can't do. He do all things in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for them this morning, God. Shield these natural mother, God. Let them continue to love on their babies like never before, God. Let them know that they have to know about Jesus. Because once when they get grown up, they're going to have to call on the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, Lord. Let us continue to love like you love, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us realize, God, that you are worthy to be praised for everything that you do for us in the name of Jesus, God. It's not us doing for ourselves, but we realize it's you, God, and no one else in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up the sick and shut in everywhere this morning, God. We continually say, God, by your stripes we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, God, we thank you for your healing power, God. We thank you for your delivering power, God. We thank you for your keeping power, God. We thank you for keeping us, God. We realize, God, it's not us, but it's you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Our mercy, we love you, God. We adore you this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to let us stay before you. Calling on the name of Jesus, that's concentrating, fasting, God, and crying out more for you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning, we thank you for your boldness, God, that we shall stand bolded in you, God, and speak whatever you want us to speak in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, today, Lord, let us tell somebody that we truly love them from the heart, God. Oh, God, let us embrace the devotion, embrace one another, shake with real love in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. Everybody send that out. God, help us this morning, God, to be all we need to be in you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Yes, Lord, I love us, send that. Let us tell somebody about you, God, about your goodness. Say, oh, God, thank you, Jesus, this morning, about your goodness, about your deliverance. How about send that? And that's a let them know you are the change breaker. Everybody send that about high. I don't care how many years it'll be. Whatever you've been doing, it's nothing too hard for God to do. If you want to be set free today, he will set you free in the mighty name of Jesus. How about saying that? Oh, Lord, about saying that. Oh, God, I about say this morning, God, I lift the very main vessel that it is. How about saying that? God, I pray, God, about shake that you be saying the sin. Send your minister angels, that they are ministering the mean vessels, God, that they will call on the name of Jesus, that they will call on your name, so they will be saved and delivered and set free, God. And the Lord shall rise up, the walkers, means of God, rise up, the Lord shall God, they call on the name of Jesus. How do I send that? Oh, God, we thank you for them this morning, God. We thank you for every man, vessel, God, that they will walk as you walk, God, that they will talk as you talk. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, the Lord shall God. Oh, God, we lift up our infant baby this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, share those babies in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to make a way out of no way for them, God. That they'll have food that they won't say eat, God. That they'll have clothes and shoes on their feet, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, there's so much going on. But I know one thing. So much is going on, but yet and still you're in control, God. No matter what seems like it. Because what is seen is not it. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. This morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, just put your hands on our head this morning, God. Head of us, send that. Give us a mind change, God. A heart change, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. We lift up our spouse this morning, God. Continue to do a great work in them, God. Continue to let them be men, so God, that they will stand. They will stand. Head of us, send that. The wind may come. Head of us, send that. Oh, but God, a word of us, God. Oh, God, they may wiggle and wild, God. But they are standing still standing in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you for every shut-in person that it is this morning, God. We thank you even for them, God. Even when they're on the back of their confession, God, can't even make a move, how about by Sunday? Oh, God, we pray this morning, that your minister angel go forth and minister to them in the mighty name of Jesus. How about Sunday? Oh, God, we thank you, God. Oh, matter of fact, God, I pray, God, this morning, that they are healed, God. Activities in their bodies are beginning to move, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us realize why we are complaining. We need to take a trip down in the hospital about shit and attend the care ward. Hey, glory be to God. Say it about Sunday. Oh, then you'll have another thought. I won't complain. I won't get about shake. I won't complain. Because somebody about shake this morning want to get up and can't get up. Somebody this morning would like to give them a glass of water, but they can't do it. Somebody have to give them a glass of water. So why should we complain? We just need to lift our hands, say, God, I thank you. I thank you, God, because it could have been me. It could be worse off than I am. So I won't complain. How do I say, God? Somebody need to begin to praise God this morning. Somebody need to begin to give God all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody just need to sit back and tell the Lord of Oshundai, I've been in this mess for a long time, God, but I've been a breakthrough of Oshundai. I've been a breakthrough of Oshundai in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Just tell them that you're tired. Tell them you're tired of being sick and tired, going around this same mountain day after day, year after year, month after month. Oh, God, Lord of Oshundai. Oh, God, I thank you this morning, God. Yes, Lord of Oshundai. Black stars come forth. Come forth, little Boshai, back to your first love this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. Touch every telephone, every laptop this morning, God. Let a change come. Let a change come in our life in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray this morning I lift up every, I speak to the Boshai in you, God, that you lift up every bow down head this morning, little Boshai, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lift up the head of the Boshai. To the heels of the Boshe, God, in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I lift up every prostitute of the Boshe, every prostitute that's walking the street, God, I lift up every drug dealer of the every crack smoke, God, in the name of Jesus, every addicted of our son, God, I bleed the blood of Jesus this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God, of our son, oh God, break every chain, in the name of Jesus, out of our son, God, oh God, how we thank you this morning. We know that you're moving, God. We know that you're delivering this morning, God. We know that you're saving in the mighty name of Jesus, God. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon, I say, oh, boy, send that. No weapon shall form against us, your possible. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, of our son, and every tongue rise against us shall be condemned in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your love, God, your peace, God, in the name of Jesus, God. These things this morning, Lord, in their head, we pray in the name of the Father, the Boshe, God, and the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, we pray this morning. Have your way, Lord. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory, we give you praise, God. We magnify your name, God. Just the Lincoln tag team, God, and connect with what the mother already released, God. We ask Him for in these next couple of days, lay our paradigm shift to take place in our minds. Lay our paradigm shift to take place in our speech, God. We don't want to think the same, comprehend the same. We don't want to attack or go, my God almighty, to execute things, articulate things the same way for we to continue to get a same result. God, we're calling a paradigm shift to take place in our prayer life, a paradigm shift that take place in how we seek you, God. In the name of Jesus, we call upon your name. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise. Is there anybody this morning giving God the praise in Jesus' name? Giving Him the praise. We call for a shift in our life, in our homes, in our families, in our marriage, in our jobs, everything that we are connected with. As we begin to shift, everything that we are connected with going to shift also. We declare it, we decree it, we declare it, it will be so because you gave us authorization through itself over everything that you allow to come into our life. So therefore, we speak in authority that it will shift. In the name of Jesus, nothing will be left behind. Nothing will be left behind as we continue to move forward into the things of God. And anything that is holding away God, we know it's not of you. We cut it off in the name of Jesus. It will not, it won't, my God, hold us back this year, this coming year. We refuse to allow anything to hold us back praise be his holy name. Yes. Somebody just go ahead and thank God this morning and go ahead and give him praise to be his holy name.
Yes.
You're just about at the finish line, but I'm telling you right now, you don't want to get too comfortable because you can see the finish line. So many people, my God, see the finish line, but yet they don't make it to the finish line. You don't want, my God, to write a check, my God, that the money is not in the bank, even though you know the money going to get it to the bank, and we call try to beat the check or however you want to put it, but you want to make sure you already attain it, you receive it, you got it. These are strategies that the enemy and the adversary use, my God, against God's people. Amen. You see it? Yes. My God, you know it's there? Yes. You can feel it? Yes. But at the end of the day, you have not attained it. Y'all better hear me. When you attain it, that's when you can celebrate. Don't celebrate right now. You stay on a wall, because just as surely as you celebrate it right now, the adversary is ready to pick you off. All he needs your focus to be somewhere else. And that's how many times he covers or he attains the saints of God. He pick them off because I focus begin to be somewhere else. Amen. You know you're ready to go. You cannot wait. My God, you cannot wait for this year to end, the new year to begin, because you're ready to articulate new ideas, new things, new strategy. But remember this, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. It's the reason why the Bible tells us, do not be anxious. Amen. Be settled. Be calm. Be cool. Be collect. Because at the end of the day, the adversary, he's ready to plant some things in your life. Amen. I know that in the international, my God, that fly out to international, sometimes America's come, different people that from America fly out international, sometimes they come back with different parasites that they did not know that they'd obtained in God. Sometimes the most common one is this thing that calls a bot fly. Amen. It's a bot fly. It begins to eat a fly that lays egg on an individual or human flesh or some type of flesh. It could be an animal as well. And it lays egg, and that's the egg or as the fly begin to grow and begin to feast off the individual, begin to make its home on the individual. Amen. And it begins to allow that, my God, loud grow within that individual or within an animal. Don't allow the enemy to plant parasites on you, for it could begin to eat you up and grow into 2019. Y'all better hear me. So many people allowing the enemy to plant parasites. Amen. Parasites that they don't even know that it is there. Amen. Parasites in your thoughts. Parasites in your mind. Parasites in your family. Parasites in your relationship. Parasites in your finances. Parasites in your health. So therefore, Father God, we declare and we decree right now that any parasites that we have not detect that is on our minds, on our spirit, we ask you now to, my God, to remove them. Remove them in the name of Jesus. Give us, my God Almighty, a serum in the spirit that we will be able to release, my God, anointing out of us that will cause a resistance to the parasites. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's the trickery of the enemy. He loves to get you right there close to the finish line. So many people get close to the door, but yet they have not crossed into the door or went into the door. Yeah, I know you can see it. I know you can feel it. I know you can sense that is there. Until you attain him, do not celebrate. Y'all about to hear me. Until you attain him, you keep your focus. Until you attain him, you keep your drive. Until you attain it, amen, you stay before the living God. I want to tap into this. We was tapping into it last night. I'm going to tap into this right quick. My God Almighty, We know we got our deacon-elect Joe. He's going to be on tomorrow. Amen. Because today, my God, international listener, this will be the last time you'll hear from me until after the New Year's. Amen. I love you. I thank God, but I'm going to be before the living God. And I'm not going to, my God, I will not be before you until after the New Year's. But I want to give you something because I got a desire because I want the saints of God to win. I don't want you to not win and have all these excuses because there's no excuses in the kingdom. It's you have not ordained. Amen. That's why we was talking and the Holy Ghost began to articulate about bootleggers. Amen. Don't you as well be a bootlegger. Amen. You got to make sure you go into the right position, qualified. That also, my God, they went through the test. They went through everything and they got qualification. I don't think any one of us want to put our life, our health in front of and allow people that have not been qualified diagnose us with any issues. I don't believe that. If it's something, if you will do that, it's something wrong. I think it's something wrong because I don't believe putting my life into people, my God, that have not made the proper qualification. I don't know about you, but I don't want to see a person that has the title or a title of a doctorate, but yet they have not met the qualification of a doctorate. Y'all hear me? Never been to school, never study on medicine, never study on the different parts of the body, never got in before people that is qualified to teach them. Y'all hear me? Amen. I don't think we want to do that. I don't think anybody want to put their life into people who don't have the proper education or have not been approved. Well, why are we still doing that spiritually? Why are we still allowing our spirits, allowing our bodies and our minds in the spirit, trusting individuals in the spirit, have not received the proper education, have not released, my God, have not been into a place, my God, with God, where God say, I release. Don't allow yourself to be one of the bootleggers. Y'all hear me? Don't allow yourself to be, my God, diagnosed in the body of Christ as a bootlegger. Other words, somebody done read up on some things. Y'all hear me? Somebody know a couple of Bible verses, done had a dream or two, but never been released. Y'all about to hear me? That's a bootlegger. They never been released. If God have not released the anointing of God, the approval of God, though my God is not on the individual life. So therefore, when you begin to operate in these offices, my God, you bring in unnecessary warfare because you don't have the approval to attain certain realms. Different people that doesn't have the approval to attain certain realms in the spirit, they're going to begin to have warfare in their life. And therefore, when you begin to sit up on that type of position or sit up on top of that individual, you're going to begin to have warfare in your life. You got to cut out the nonsense. I never seen the body of Christ that's supposed to be so anointed, supposed to be so powerful, supposed to be so much a threat to the enemy, have all this warfare going on. A lot of this stuff is not warfare. It's called human spirit. My God, your human nature, your personality, your character, amen. It's not a devil. It's your character. It's your personality. My God, it's something wrong. You must in the Bible. My God, I'm looking Genesis through Revelation. I've never seen so much warfare other than in our culture and our time right now. Something is wrong. You don't been diagnosed by a bootlegger. You don't been diagnosed or you don't set up on her for so much time of an individual that are not released by God, because an individual that is released by God, they very confidence into their faith with
God. They don't have to, they don't need to see the adversary because they have a cure or remedy for that. Y'all better hear me. You go to your physician that is qualified. If you got a cold, if you got something going on, my God, if you even have cancer, they say, listen, we got a remedy. We got a plan. We got something that's going to attack that so you could be what? Well, same thing in a body of Christ. I don't, my God, we come with strategies. You come with remedies, my God, to attack what the enemy says. And guess what? We will win 100% of the time. My God, I'm going to help you right quick. If you don't came through the 2018 and you lost more battles than you won, you sitting up on a bootlegger. Y'all better hear me. You got a bootlegger in your life, and it'll probably be you. It could also be you. It don't have to be an individual. It could be you. You could take in a, you could take information, and you could begin to try to instead of seeking God, land before God, you want to do what you want to do. And what you happen is you get results that is not of God. Saints of God, you got to understand, I could care who you are, what's your title, what's your degree. It's only one structure, and the structure is God. It's only one way, and that way is who? God. You cannot go through it and no other else. God is the one that promotes. God is the one that increases. God is the one that presents to the body of Christ who is qualified. God is the one, my God Almighty. I declare and decree that you're going to begin to be discerners, people that discern the word of God, people discern who's qualified in the spirit. I pray before we leave out, before you leave out this year, you're going to ask God that, God, now let me discern who's qualified, for me and my family to sit up under. I don't want to be tricked by the enemy because I'm ready to get some things together. I'm ready to come into another year. I'm excited. My amygdala is spinning right now. I don't want to be tricked. I don't want to be fooled. I don't want to sit up under somebody else that's going to bring hurt and shame to me and in my family. Y'all better hear me. I don't want to deal with these bootlegger prophecies. Amen. I'm doing wrong, but God, you got a blessing with my name on it. The devil is a liar. It's time for the body of Christ to deal with truth. And if you don't deal with truth, you will never be free. The Bible says the truth come to set what? You free. I'm here to tell you this morning that God is ready to do a new thing in you, but you got to get ready to receive the truth. Are you ready to lay before the physician? You cannot put nothing substitute other than going to the physician. So many of us, we feel as though that we could do this, we could do that. The physician, no. Oh, no. You got to go to my God Almighty, who the person or the individual is your primary doctor. My God, your primary doctor, he do not make house visits. My God, he needs you to come up to him. Y'all better hear me. You come up to your house, your primary care doctor. Do your primary care doctor in the natural. Every time for your appointment, he come to your house or she come to your house and knocking on your door and says, it's time for your appointment. It's time for me to see you. It's time for your daily checkup. It's time for me to see what's going on with you. It's time for you. It's time for you. Baby, you need to get on your face and meet every appointment. I declare and decree this laziness in the body of Christ, especially in into our males. I declare and decree that they will not be lazy. This laziness that making all types of excuses why they cannot get on their face for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, why they cannot keep a job, making excuses why you cannot go to work. This laziness in the body of Christ, I bind it and rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You got a lazy spirit and you want to blame the pastors. You want to blame the prophet. You want to blame your wife. You want to blame your home. You got a lazy demon, and that lazy spirit need to be cast out of you. My God, I decree it and declare it in the name of Jesus. I take a hold of this lazy demon. My God, this lazy demon done contaminated the body of Christ. It got us sitting on a chair, speaking in tongues, and waiting on our package deal to come in. That lazy demon got you sitting around working a job that you don't like, but you cannot work it for your family. You cannot work it for yourself. Well, I don't want to come in here. God got something better. Better, you better believe God got something better. And when the better comes, you're going to have trials and you're going to have issues with that belt. And because of that lazy demon, you're going to want to jump up and leave that blessing and try to find something else. It's nothing easy about this walk. My God, when the walk gets easy, when we transition and go to heaven, y'all better hear me. But this lazy demon got to get out of the body of Christ. It got to get out of our males. It got to get out of the body of Christ. I take this lazy spirit out of the contest, out of our prayers, out of our walk, in the name of Jesus. Get off that couch and take yourself and you apply your hand. The Bible said, whatever you put your hands to do, I will bless. Faith without words is what? Dead. It says you shall work by the sweat of your brow. You get off your couch, and that lazy demon is what got you running to the prophets. It got you running to trying to get an itchy ear to hear itchy word. That's why you fall out when you hear God's gonna bless you. Of course God's gonna bless me. That's one of my benefits walking in the kingdom. I don't need to fall out for that. I don't need to cry for that. My God Almighty, you want a package given to you. Get yourself up and work, you body of Christ. My God Almighty. It calls in us. That's one of the parasites that the enemy don't put on the body of Christ. That's one of the parasites. It don't put on the man. My God Almighty, it seems like, my God Almighty, soon somebody in the body of Christ get a sniffle. I got a sniffle. I cannot press my way to church. I cannot press my way to work. You got a lazy demon, that's why. It making excuses why you cannot keep moving. It making excuses why you cannot keep going forward. You're lazy, and that spirit need to come out of you. And now, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that before 2019, an anointing going to be released on the body of Christ that going to cause them to purge that lazy spirit in the name of Jesus. How can you be successful in the things of God? You want to sleep more than pray. You want to sleep more than work. You want to sleep without God. I hear me this morning. Then seeking the things of God, because that lazy spirit need to be fed. Got a lazy demon that you need to be purged with. My God Almighty, it's bad in the body of Christ. It's bad. I can't stay on a job because they some baby, who cares? Who cares? You're going to have everybody have penis about you. Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? My God.
Amen.
My God, do you know who you are? So many of us, we cannot attack the things within God. Why? If you be going to the physician like you're supposed to, the physician been on diagnose you, it's been on show you, you got to come up. It's not about the devil. Get the devil out of your content. Because in the body of Christ, my God Almighty, it's the parasites that you accept. You accept that alcohol. You accept that drug. You accept being lazy. You accept making excuses. You accept pain. So, my God, if you accept it, now it's time for you to denounce it. If you want to go, it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. It's just only for the people that are serious, and it's only for the ones that are ready to go. You can have all the talent in the world. Baby, you can preach somebody a sock soul. You can sing somebody a sock soul. You can slime somebody a sock soul. You can dance somebody a sock soul. But your life will be a neutral. You won't be going nowhere. And everybody else around you going to be moving. My God Almighty, we bind it in the name of Jesus. We bind him. If you don't go to the proper physician, you won't get the proper help. And the help that the physician don't tell you, the physician don't tell you what you want to hear. It don't tell you what you want to hear. It's going to tell you what the test. Y'all about to hear me on this one, and I'm going to get ready to run up out of here. The physician going to undergo you on the test. It's going to put you through some tests. It's going to do blood tests. It's going to send you to the X-ray room. It's going to see you do an MRI. It depends on what the condition you came in about. It's going to do, my God, it's going to taste bodily fluid samples from you. Y'all better hear me. It's going to do all these tests. And once it do the test, it go and put it in through a thing that's going to analyze the test. Other words, to get the results of the test. Once the results of the test come back, the physician, watch this, not the registered nurse. The registered nurse or the person that ongoing the test, they cannot give you information about your test. Y'all better hear me here. That's why I scratch my head. Why, how in the world you have all the answers? How in the world that this person got all? I know you're a worker in the body of Christ. You got many workers in the hospital, but it's only one person can ever to give you diagnosis of your test. Y'all better hear me. That's the person that is qualified, that is called your doctor. Y'all better hear me. Your doctor is qualified to give you the information about your test. That's why so many people right now in the body of Christ are messed up, because you got unqualified people trying to read you results of your test. My God Almighty, trying to tell you what test you in, what test you got, what test. And sometimes you as an individual try to read your own results, and you constantly putting yourself in some mess. Y'all about to hear me. So the doctor comes in, get the test results, and it begins to explain to you about the test. That's where your heart begins to race, because you don't want to hear nothing that is life-threatening. You got to hear me. You don't want to get no bad news that is life-threatening. Amen. My God Almighty. So the doctor don't tell you, watch this, it don't tell you, even if it be good information, they ain't dare to tell you good information. They ain't dare to tell you bad information. They dare to give you results. Results of what? Their findings. Well, many of you don't went through 2018, you don't undergo so many tests. You don't went through tests. Now the physician is ready to give you your results. He's ready to give you, for you can walk in full blessing, for you can walk in your full healing. This is what you need to do. This is our plan that we have to undergo and do. My God, is there anybody this morning is ready for, my God Almighty, to go and put their plan together, to go and put the plan that God gave them together? Is anybody this morning is ready to attack the job at him, ready to attack the things that God done revealed to them about their life? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to get ready to go, but I said this last night, my God, this ain't the time to see what the we listen, if you want to know what's going on in the world, just read your Bible. Just read your Bible. That's another strategy of the enemy to get you off. Read your Bible. I never seen so many people got a word about another person but don't got a word for themselves. It's something wrong. My God, somebody done set up under the wrong physician, and it brought the wrong type of, it don't develop or put the wrong strategy in place to help develop you. Amen. It's time to seek God for yourself, about yourself. What can you do better in the body of Christ? Where can you do better? What I need to do, God? What I need to do, my God, to come up a little higher? What I need to do to be a better wife? What I need to do to be a better husband? What I need to do to be a better individual in the society? How can I bring an impact in the society? How can I get out of these excuses? God, how can you can help me, or I can put a system together, for I won't be lazy. I can keep moving and having all these excuses and get mad when somebody call me out, because it's the truth and I just don't want to hear it. My God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, saints of God, do not celebrate until you got the keys to your car.
Amen.
Do not celebrate until you got the deeds to your house. do not celebrate until we obtain the blessings that God done promised us. Stay on the wall. Keep your focus there. Bind this lazy spirit in the body of Christ. It's done got bad and it done grew as a large parasite. Get rid of this parasite.
In the name of Jesus.
Because this next year, you got to put forth the work if you're going to see a harvest like you've never seen before. You got to put forth the work. Man should work by the sweat of their brow. My God, if you don't work, the Bible says you don't eat. Stop being so deep where you're no earthly good. It's a balance. My spiritual life doesn't need to be in a place of wealth if my natural life is not there as well.
Amen.
We got to walk in balance. I pray in the name of Jesus that God, as the peoples be going before you, there's going to be a time of purging. There's going to be a time of being set free. And it's going to be a time to where you're going to bring balance in their life. I pray as they begin to seek you that their mind is going to go to work. They're going to accept the challenge because they're ready to be successful. They're going to accept the challenge because they're going to fight and deal with that lazy spirit and get it out of their life. They're going to accept the challenge so they can have balance in their life, balance in their home, balance in their family. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you're going to reveal to the body of Christ, the peoples of God, who is their physician. That you have you released them up under that care, or you'd never release that individual, regardless of their title. Their title could be bishop, apostle, prophet, pastor. It could be evangelist, or it could be teacher. It doesn't matter. It could be elder. It could be whatever, regardless of their title. Because the only title that is going to matter is the title that you promote, not what men promote it. So, God, I pray that you will open up people's eyes as they begin to make resolutions to where they want to serve and sit up under you. I pray that you will allow the Holy Ghost to lead and guide people to the proper place that you don't release or ordain the man or woman of God to represent the kingdom. Therefore, we will not have this year a harvest or going through a time to where people are turned off from the church, they hurt from the church, because it's been representative that is not ordained by you, but it was ordained by man representing the kingdom. I thank you, God, that you're going to reveal even saints of God that is sitting into places now, that you will reveal to them who you place. You reveal to them who called, who chosen. This is the leader that I chose to represent the kingdom. And when they represent the kingdom, now we able to represent the people. Thank you, God, that you will not allow any area in our life to be sleep, to go down, my God, to not be checked. That you allow every area in our life to be checked because you want us to be successful. You want us to be successful. But it's guidelines. It's structure. It's only one way that we must go, and that's through the Father. That's through you. And God, we thank you that you've given us the guidelines. You've given us the structure. You've given us what we need for we could be successful. And if we don't apply it, it's not the devil. It's not another test. It's just because we have not applied what you already gave us. We don't want to miss the set timing that you have the release for us. I want to leave this with you, saints of God, because you're not going to hear from me again till after next year, after the first, probably be the second. I want to leave this with you. In the beginning, God created heaven, and everything that God created in the beginning, it was good. But the Bible says that it was void and darkness on the face of the earth, the face of the deep. Because it was void and darkness, that means the enemy caused some chaos where structure was in place. And because the enemy causes some chaos where scripture was in place, the Bible says God had to move. He moved to bring order back into a chaotic, dark place. When you don't have structure and when you don't have discipline in your life, that's a person is vulnerable to the spirit of the devil. That's a person that is vulnerable. God always has structure, and it's always walking discipline. When you deal with an individual, don't want structure, don't want discipline. They just want all kinds of way. You're dealing with darkness is on the face of the deep. Remember Genesis, the first chapter. What's going to only happen with that type of individual, God got to move on them to bring alignment back to them. Your life needs to be filled with structure, and your life needs to be filled with discipline. You need to make sure you add your local church into your structure and into your discipline. That is where God is his distribution center, where he's going to deliver to you what you need. You probably say, Pastor, I could do it at home. Yes, you can. But God have people that is qualified in certain ranks in the spirit that are able to speak to your destiny, speak to your purpose, speak to the things that is held up to cause forth a release in your life. And the Bible also said to those that is questioning it, whatever you sow, you shall reap. So if you sow that you want to sow in the will of God, you shall reap the will of God. And remember this, God says in the book of Ephesians, I gave some apostles, I gave some pastors, I gave some teachers and evangelists. I gave some. He gave some for the what? Upbuilding and edification of the saints. If you are not, you representing God, and if you're not positioned in the sum, you out of order with God. You telling God, I don't trust your structure. That's why it is my prayer that God begin to show you who's qualified. Show you who that he'll prove. Not men and their certificate, even though they probably have a certificate and they probably been ordained by men. But before they was ordained by men, before they got a certificate, God approved them. God approved them. And you need to see who did God approve for my life to keep flowing and my life to keep prospering. It's no excuse, brothers and sisters. It's no excuse, sons and daughters. It's no excuse when it comes to the things of God. Choose this 2019, your year, year of blessings and happiness and peace, year of nothing but the outpouring of the things of God, a year to where you are not in a place of distress, but you're in a place nothing but joy, peace, and happiness. Don't choose this place to sit up on the bootleggers and also you diagnose you with home remedies that God did not approve. To where you diagnose your happiness, you diagnosing your joy, you diagnosing your peace of mind. You don't have to diagnose that because the Bible even said, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Yes. Long as I'm in the Lord, I should get some joy. And when I get his joy, I'm not talking about the joy, my God, of the world, but his joy, I can get strength. Do you see everything is in the kingdom that you need? So now you need to go by the rules of the kingdom and the order of the kingdom, and you're going to live 2019 until the Father calls you home, your best life. This has been Pastor Spencer, Apostle Spencer, your brother, your sister, cousin, however you want to put everything. But I want to leave you this, that we love you. We got a true love for you all over the world that have been listening to us, and I know you can hear that love and passion not only come from me, but it comes from our very own Pastor Smith, too, and it comes from our very own Minister Nita. It comes from our very own Mother Helen, and it comes from our very own Deacon and Joe, and it comes from our very own Mother Jackson. I want you to succeed, and the reason why I got a passion for the people to succeed, if you don't succeed, the kingdom doesn't succeed. Because of you, you'll make the kingdom know to succeed. I want to leave this with you, and I want it staying in your spirit. that if you don't work, you don't eat. You got to apply. If you don't apply, you will not get it. Stop allowing everybody to prophesy in your ear, to put a word in your spirit. Stop being the itchy ear person that the destiny get aborted because you got unqualified people trying to try to diagnose your walk. Labor for the Lord. Ask the Holy Ghost, show me the place. Lead me to the place that you approve. Not only you approve that the leader is mature, seasoned and mature to be able to take us to our spiritual maturation, which is our spiritual growth. Saints of God, I love you. If you apply these things for the rest of these days, five more days, and you begin to labor for the Lord and allow him to speak to you, he knows your holler. He knows your holler. He knows you got a word in your belly. He knows all that. You know, he knows that you got a prayer for the nation. He knows all that. But it comes to a time and he said, I want to speak to you. I want to talk to you what I'm doing within you. I don't have to talk to you about the devastation going to come on the world, the judgment of this year. Now, I want to talk to you so I can use you as the light for the world. But I need to deal with you. And that's what God want to deal with. He want to deal with you. Would you allow him to deal with you? Would you allow him to teach you to be the light in the world in the midst of the darkness that you see? In the midst of everything, you be the light of the world. I hope that we said something this year, even as these last couple of days, that's going to help you to stay in alignment in a position for you to attain the things that God has for you. Stay on the wall because the enemy, trust me, he always loved it when the individual could see the finish line, but they have not crossed it yet, and he'll try to do something to trip you up so you will not cross it. And he loved for you to not be aware of your surroundings, for he could place parasites in your mind, parasites in your spirit. Don't be a parasite carrier, because if you take them into 2019, you surely they will grow. Stay before your physician. That way your physician can really, really examine you and examine and catch something that was in the making, but it did not develop. This has been ADM. Pastor Apostle Spencer, I want to see you. If I can't see you Sunday, I don't care if you got to fly in. I want to see you at the Crown Plaza Airport Hotel. I want to see you there because they're going to be an epic move of God that you probably have not experienced before. I want to see you in the house. If you got to fly, go ahead and get your ticket. Do what you got to do. You come on in the house. And if you did come from another part of the world, you come from another state, I want you to get with an ADM member and say, hey, I don't come from Africa. I come from California. I come from New York. I want you to do it because we want to acknowledge each and every one of you. I don't want you to miss this epic move. You don't have to question or think where you got. Invest into yourself. Invest to go and get fed and get paradigm shift. Invest into yourself. And I know I can't speak for everybody else's house, but I can speak for ADM that they're going to be an epic move of God, that you're going to be happy that you made the investment. It was worth your while. God bless you, family. God bless you, friend. If I did not acknowledge my wife, I acknowledge her now. I thank God for her as well. And I love you, and I see you in 2019. God bless each and every one of you.